Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Spooncast Radio.
Spoon Films Podcast.
Spoon Films Podcast, yes.
Get it right, man.
Welcome
back.
Get it right.
I am your host, Derek Hall.
I am your host, Matt Stevens.
Again, we have a special guest, Justin Owen, with us.
Hey guys, how you doing?
In the studio.
This is a very nice studio, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. We have a lot of sound equipment.
It's incredibly
professional.
Shiny objects.
Yeah, which... No, put it down. Would you put it down?
It distracts me. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Don't touch that. Hey.
That's...
I'm not gonna break it.
That's
important.
Whoops. Wasn't me. It was the other guy.
That was $800.
That was my.
I'll pay you back in traveler's checks.
I don't take Why do I need a traveler's check? I have a time
machine. That's all I have.
Actually, Matt has a
time
machine.
That's all I have.
Well, I haven't gotten it yet, but we'll get here soon. Anyway,
so got a skit for you.
Yeah, we have a skit later on. We have two skits. We have a skit.
Then we're going to talk about, you wanted to talk about classical music.
Yeah, well, I was in my car the other day, and, Fur Elise by Beethoven came on, and I realized something that, it seems pretty obvious, but I just realized it for the first time. Whenever you listen to classical music, whenever you listen to quote-unquote Beethoven or Mozart or whatever, I realize you're never actually listening to Beethoven or Mozart.
No.
Because they didn't have any like sound recording equipment back then.
No, it took you till just now to think about that. I hadn't thought.
What did you know? Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
because you were too busy breaking my expensive. Yeah,
I only broke the little one.
No, but I think classical music isn't. I don't think it matters that we're not actually hearing Beethoven himself, but it's what he wrote.
Nothing can compare to the intensity that he would have actually played it with.
The thing is, though, you're like, whenever you listen to classical music, it's always you're listening to a cover.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
In Beethoven, you wouldn't want to listen to somebody cover Metallica more than Metallica. You want to hear Beethoven play Beethoven.
Yeah,
and nobody ever will. Because it's just...
Well, okay. At least till next week.
Yeah, when I get the time
machine. Then we're going to go back in time and listen to Beethoven.
I have to check that out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I have a few more stories. Segway?
Funny story about that, actually. We were trying to think... one of the... that I'm friends with down in Athens. We're trying to think, and she's gonna know exactly what I'm talking about, but we couldn't think of Segway, so I had to look it up on the internet. That's an inside joke. Why did I even bring that up?
Okay. Love inside jokes. Love to be a part of one someday. Alright, all these stories I wrote down sort of suck. So... well, I do have the one story. There's this woman I work with at McDonald's who's, like, gotta be 80 years old. And, I found out that, I can't understand a word she's saying because she sounds a lot like a large chicken. And, like, that's not even exaggerating, though. That's the sad thing.
Like, I don't know McDonald's.
Did I ever mention that I'm terrified of chickens?
Yeah. I'd hate to meet her, then. Because she always tries to tell me to do something.
I will. Bring it on.
I will. I would have, but you shattered my glass sword.
Exactly.
That was shiny.
Exactly.
So, she always tries to tell me to do things, except I always have to, like, ask her 3 times, because she always sounds like... I can't even imitate it. Just,
let me get recording of her.
Everyone listening to this, go download an MP3 of chickens, and then amplify it, and then imagine an old woman saying it, And there you go.
I really don't think they're going to go through all the trouble.
Do it.
I think they will, because they're dedicated.
They are loyal viewers, I must say.
They are, especially you guys from Kansas.
Kansas. Bravo, Kansas. Bravo.
Of course, we haven't even uploaded the one where we tell you to email us, so you didn't email us. And I'm a little ashamed.
You know what? Since the first episode, since they didn't download the second episode yet, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Okay.
Wow. Really bad joke.
Woo!
So welcome to Spoon Films podcast. Spooncast. One of the three.
So, do
you have the commercial up or?
I do.
Okay. So you know what
is great about podcasts?
Yeah.
What?
No commercials.
What? Yeah.
No commercials.
Actually, that's what I hate about regular radio, is that it's like 90% commercials and never get to the
music.
There's
always these breaks right in the middle. Speaking of which, we have a commercial for you.
Say, Rick.
It's Bob.
I've just found a new brand of cigarettes that I think you're going to love.
Gee, that sounds great, Jerry.
Oh, they are. Here, try one.
These are wonderful.
Yes, they're hipster cigarettes, and they're made with 100% pure cat hair.
Excuse me?
That's right, Bob. They're made with pure, fresh cat hair.
Okay.
You see, I was shaving my cats last night, and I thought, man, you know what I could use? A nice, tasty, refreshing cigarette. So I rolled up some of the hair and some of my old toilet paper and puffed my way into a new era, a hipster era.
Wait, old toilet paper?
That's right.
How old?
Oh man.
Jerry, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Oh, come on, Bob. Just have another hipster cigarette and you'll feel a lot better.
No, I don't think that'll make me feel any better. I don't know why I did this. I don't even smoke.
But Bob, you're overreacting. Just like when I pushed your wife down an elevator shaft, you were
Wait, that was you?
No, I'm just speaking in generalities.
Okay, I think you should just give me my check, and I'm gonna get out of here.
Right, your check. Well, remember when I said that I could offer you $300 for being in my commercial?
Yeah, that's the check I want now.
Well, see, the thing is, I could offer you that money, but I can't pay it.
What?
Well, now hold on a second, Bob. Once the money starts flowing in from hipster cigarettes...
No. Nobody is going to buy these. They're just awful.
No, they're good. Like candy.
Yeah.
Candy covered in burnt cat hair.
I think your main problem was filling them with the cat hair.
That's what gives them the menthol cat zing.
No, it doesn't. Zing. It gives a burnt cat hair zing, because it's burning cat hair.
Still a zing. Alright, well, what am I supposed to do with all my cat hair?
Wait, use...
And use toilet paper. And use toilet paper.
Wait, used toilet paper?
No. My old toilet paper. Old, not used. I didn't use it.
Why don't you just throw it away? That's what most people do.
I can't do that, Bob. I'm not like most people.
Yeah, that's becoming pretty clear to me.
Do you want some of my homemade milkshakes?
Now you're getting somewhere. See, that sounds much better.
I blended up the cat hair and some milk. I call them hipster shakes. I'm thinking of selling them to McDonald's.
See, nothing is good when you put cat hair into it. Did I skip something?
No, that's it.
Jerry, come to think of it, I don't remember you having any cats.
That, I,
Jerry, is this cat hair in the cigarettes and the milkshakes?
I have a confession to make, Bob.
Oh no. Here it comes.
It's not cat hair in the cigarettes. Or the milkshakes.
What is it?
It's human hair.
Oh god. Well, I guess it's better than cat hair.
It's from my back.
Oh god. I'm leaving. And when I get home, I'm calling the police.
Hey, wait a minute, Bob. There's no reason to get the fuzz involved in this.
You've already got the fuzz involved when you put it into the cigarettes.
And the milkshakes.
Right, the milkshakes. Yeah, you're always doing this. You're always inviting me over and then putting weird stuff in my food.
So do you want to buy some cigarettes then?
No, Jerry. I don't want any back hair cigarettes. I'm leaving, I'm going home, and I don't want you calling me anymore. Okay?
Okay, fine. 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 I won't call you anymore. Fine.
Goodbye.
Wait, Bob?
What is it, Jerry?
Do you want to try some of my hipster cheeseburgers?
I love cheeseburgers.
Well, let me fire up the grill and get out my razor and we'll have ourselves a barbecue.
Awesome! Wait, what was that about the razor?
Nothing, Bob.
All right, we're back at Spoon Films Podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
We hope you enjoyed that brief commercial. What were we talking about? Oh, right. We like how podcasts don't have any commercials.
Yeah. All radio stations, they have this long commercials that don't make any sense and don't make you want to buy anything. So. Yeah. And we don't have that here.
Especially the annoying ones where you have to be looking at it to actually understand it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to just go right into the skit then?
All right. We got a skit for you.
All right. Skit time. We never really decided who was who.
I'll take.
Okay. You be Mike. I'll be Mr. Gorski. Justin, you can be Secretary Bill.
This is called Downsized, with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, I wrote this, I think, at like 1 in the morning, which is when I write most of my skits. So.
And it always turns out great.
Yeah.
That's how I write all my scripts and stuff.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so we'll get right into that.
All right.
you start.
Yeah. You wanted to see me, Mr. Gorski.
Yes, Mike. Please, sit down.
Okay.
Do you like your job, Mike?
Well, it's a consistent pay, challenging work, and I've made some friends. Sure, I like it.
Oh.
What? What is it?
Well, I was really hoping you'd say something like, I hate this job, and perhaps threaten me with a rock or a knife.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You see, Mike, well, you always show up on time, you're outstanding at your job, all your clients love you, and you constantly bring in new clients and revenue to the firm.
Thank you, Mr. Gorski.
So I'm sure you see my problem, then.
Problem, sir?
Oh, I'm afraid I've fallen in love with someone else.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry, too, Mike. Things just wouldn't be right if we were to keep seeing each other here at work.
I think you might be assuming that we have some kind of relationship that...
It's no use begging, Mike.
Are you firing me?
Let's not call it firing you. I'm simply going to drop you and that chair you're sitting in into a pit of fire below my floors.
Excuse me?
Nothing, Mike, nothing.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Secretary Bill?
Bill is fine, sir.
Nonsense, Secretary Bill. What message come you bearing?
Well, it's John, sir, your new hire. He just called. He said he's taking a job at another firm. Something about sexual harassment.
Damn it, Secretary Bill. Why don't you ever bring me any good news?
Also, sir, your wife called and she's leaving you.
Did she take the kids?
You don't have kids. I don't understand this. You don't have any.
Right, of course.
And your mother, sir, about that she died.
Finally, some good news. What did she die of, Secretary Bill?
You hit her with your car this morning, sir.
Excellent. I'm giving you a raise, Secretary Bill.
Thank you, sir.
How does $3.50 an hour sound, Secretary Bill?
Why, that's an 11 cents more than I make now, sir.
Oh, I'm so tired. I know, Secretary Bill. I know. Now get out of my office before I shoot you in the toe. That's you, sorry.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Now, Mike. Back to our little affair. It seems that the person I hired to take your place doesn't want the job, so I'm happy to announce that you're rehired. At severely reduced pay, of course.
I'm still not sure what's going on. Are you in love with me or something?
Maybe it's the way you run the numbers, Mike. Maybe it's the way you look in a pair of bike shorts. But I think you'll be here for a long time.
Actually, I think I should start applying elsewhere.
Do you want to go camping this weekend, Mike?
Did Bill say you hit your mother with a car?
Well, he said my mother was hit with a with my car. He didn't say who was driving.
Who was driving?
I was driving.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
So screwed up. All right.
Excuse me, sir.
My mother died, and
Mr. Gorski, sir.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. Oh, Secretary Bill, I didn't see you or hear you there.
Yeah.
But what is it, Secretary Bill?
Sir, the police, they're outside, sir. They want to question you about your mother's death.
Hmm. Yes, I see. Do you know how to operate a rifle, Mike?
Yeah. Wait, sir. I think I'm gonna leave now.
Okay, will you hand me the hand grenades by the door?
Where did you get these, Mr. Gorski?
It doesn't matter where I got them, Mike. What matters is that I'm going to need a lot of them if I want to escape police custody.
Okay, this meeting is over.
Mike, tell my kids I love them.
You don't have any kids, Mr. Gorski, but I will anyway. Goodbye.
And to think he was the keeper of the amulet all along. The amulet of my heart.
What was that, Mr. Gorski?
Nothing, Mike. So, about the camping. was that a yes or a no?
No, sir. Have fun with the police.
I suppose I'll just take my kids camping, then.
Yeah, you do that.
I will. Okay. All right.
And
wow.
We added a little on to the end there.
Just a bit.
And I started. About me bursting out laughing for no reason. It's not even funny. I wrote Gorski when I should have written Secretary Bill.
And I accidentally jumped in with as Secretary Bill.
Yeah. So. I had Secretary Bill's line as my line, and yeah, then I added some more in to cover up it. If you're wondering why Mr. Gorski was laughing, it's because he was very, very drunk.
He's a very, very confused man.
Yeah, and also, last night I went to bed at 6, and it's like 12:30 now, so I'm kind of tired.
Would you stop that? Yeah. You're gonna break another one of my shiny objects. Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Ooh.
I can't explain that sound.
Sometimes we don't even need a script here. I'll delete these.
Okay. Let's see. What do we gotta talk about?
Yeah.
This is our... We should review Diary of the Dead. Oh, we have... We'll do a quick review. Welcome to the every once in a while movie review.
Actually, let's all do a separate movie review. We'll all review one or different movies.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll save time.
Okay.
Well, it'll waste time.
Yeah, waste time.
Just good.
But you guys don't care. You want to find out your movies. All right. I'll take Iron Man because I just watched that today.
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, do your review first and then.
Well, I was watching Iron Man today and I was completely taken aback. I thought it was going to be a man made out of iron. So it just wasn't what I expected, but it was still a great movie. Robert Downey Jr. plays some guy in some non-iron suit. There's actually a line about that. I don't remember what it is. Downey Jr. is a wonderful actor. I don't know the other people's names, but they all do decent jobs, and there's lots of explosions. So for you guys, that's a reason to get it, because there's death and explosions, and for the girls, it's got a crappy romance, so.
And some war. That's yeah. Pretty
cool. War's always fun.
And a Burger King product placement.
Oh, and I yeah, Burger King. I give Iron Man a...
You want some McDonald's 90? With their hipster shakes?
Yeah,
yes, I do.
McDonald's with hipster shakes.
And their hipster
shakes. Hipster shakes were actually, they had a brief, like, second cameo in there.
Yeah. Look for it in the episode. It might be hard to find, but somewhere we've placed a hidden, like an Easter egg. We say hipster shakes. You might have to look closely for it. It's in there.
It is. But anyway, I give Iron Man a 96% on a scale of 150%. Just kidding, it's out of 100.
Yeah, that's what 100% means.
Shut up.
Okay. Justin, do you have a movie review you want to do?
Well, the only one that actually comes to mind is I watched the entire Star Wars series in about 12 hours today. Not good. Not good at all. I mean, it's just the worst movie series you'll ever watch.
What?
I think we're going to have to end the special guest appearance. That was special guest Justin Owen, and he will never be talking again.
No more special guests.
No, I'm kidding. He's not dead.
Yet. Okay, go ahead. On a scale from 1 to 17 muffins, how many muffins would you give Star Wars?
I would give them 18 muffins.
18 muffins?
I would make another one.
Very good.
Wait, what kind of muffin would the last one be?
I mean, I gotta go with the original.
Now for my movie review. I'm going to be reviewing the movie Once.
Good choice.
Good
yeah.
movie.
If you haven't... Yeah, thanks for giving away my movie review, Justin. Once. Good movie. Okay, movie... Once. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. It's fantastic. It's done in a totally different style. It's sort of like the... Camera work is documentary-like, and the whole story is completely non-Hollywood. And when you get those, like it's basically a love story, but with Hollywood movies you get like a love story, and it's like, oh, I love you, but then there's a problem, then we get back together and we fall in love forever. But they take it an entirely new road, and. It's an amazing movie with an amazing soundtrack. Clearly episode 1 is not loading up.
No.
And I would give it
How many frogs out of 19?
Out of 1,900 frogs? I would give it... I would give it... 1,845 frogs.
Great choice. That's like...
Yeah.
Very good. That's an A.
Simplified, it's an 18.45 out of 19.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Frogs.
Frogs. Frogs, of course.
Super Frogs because it's simplified.
Yeah.
That
was our once in a while movie review.
I was gonna add maybe some movies to watch out for in the near future.
In the near future.
Yeah,
coming out on DVD this Tuesday from after we're recording. The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
It's coming out. You might want to avoid that one.
No. That was an amazing... They haven't even seen it. The movie was great. I absolutely loved Iron Man, and I think The Incredible Hulk might have been better. I have a hard time saying that, but it might have been, just an amazing... Well, it was an amazing movie. Edward Norton is in it. And any movie he's in is absolutely great. In fact, you know what? I loved the Dark Knight. One of my modern favorites. That's coming out soon. On DVD.
Speaking of which, this coming weekend at my university...
Okay.
They have free movies, and this coming weekend is The Dark Knight. And it's playing four times.
Really?
In one weekend. And guess who's going to be there? Four times in one weekend. This guy. Derek.
I didn't even know that. Also, I just want to say, Heath Ledger, an amazing Joker. I think we can all agree on that. But a new point I want to bring up. You know who would have made a better Joker?
Edward Norton, yes.
Okay, I don't really believe that, because Heath Ledger was awesome. Edward Norton is amazing.
Yeah.
And
who knows what would have happened.
Opening in theaters this Friday is Saw 4. Saw 5 and High School Musical 3.
No.
Senior year. And I hope Saw 5 runs into High School Musical 3, and you know what happens in Saw 5.
Yeah, they all dance and sing.
I don't, because I never saw Saw.
Pride and Glory is coming out with Edward Norton. Wow. Here we go. Edward Norton coming out in theaters. Pride and Glory. Everybody that listens to this in the next week, go see Pride and Glory.
Yeah.
We have to put Edward Norton on top.
Oh, also, if you see High School Musical 3 with, like, your little sisters or something, email us at spoonfilms@gmail.com. Again, that's spoonfilms@gmail.com.
Give us a review, and yeah. We'll put it on the show, assuming you give it a bad review.
Oh, actually, even if you've seen the first High School Musicals, send us a review, and we will read it, and then we will talk about why you are right if you hated it, or wrong if you didn't.
Also send us a review for Pride and Glory.
Yeah.
And Saw 5, we don't even care about.
Yeah. Just whatever with that, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention a small shout-out to the filming of Boondock Saints 2.
Oh, yeah,
Can't wait for that movie to come out.
Yeah.
It will be amazing.
Well, we hope.
Yeah.
They better not butcher it, or I'm going to go all Boondock Saints.
Yes, I would also.
The original.
I didn't.
Also, watch for a new Space Fish Parkour video for whenever we can get one of those out, right?
That's sure. That's probably going to be a while.
Yeah, probably sometime.
It's getting cold, and with the cold, you know.
Wow, I expect some footage from OU.
I have to hibernate, because I'm Batman.
Yeah, but we'll get to that.
Bat or Batman. Matman. I'm Matman.
Space Fish Parkour at googlegroups.com, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the email, in case you're stupid, that's spoonfilms@gmail.com. There are no dashes, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing.
No capitals.
Well, capitals don't really matter, but you don't have to put any capitals.
And if you would like a link to our Space Fish Parkour site on Google Groups, it's in big link, and I don't want to say it over the radio, email us, and I will send you that link.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have 10 billion members.
Yeah, well, hopefully we do, but...
Or viewers, I meant.
If you also email us for that link, there's a wonderful picture of a robot chicken. or a robo yeah. chicken, not robot chicken, because yeah. you've probably seen the show on.
We've never seen the show.
Yeah, I we don't have know. No idea what that show even is about.
Robo chicken is totally robo different. Robo
chicken is totally different.
What's with that 15-minute runtime?
Totally different from that show yeah. none of us have ever seen or even heard of.
Yeah, I've never heard of Robot Chicken with Seth Green.
Screw you, Seth Green.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
Well, we're at the 30-minute mark.
All right. That's...
So, again, actually, just one more time. That was spoonfilms@gmail.com to email us. Email us with anything, you know, suggestions or... Not suggestions, because we won't listen.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it our own way.
You guys ever think
we actually might listen to your suggestions, so you, if you like should them. Email us anyway.
Sorry.
Think about getting too political.
Do you ever think we're getting maybe too preachy?
Yeah,
too
you preachy. Know what? We might be spreading our message across the world to...
We're not spreading any kind of meshes. Vote for John McCain. I hope I didn't lose any viewers with that.
We just lost.
If I did, I will not say vote for...
We just lost all our viewers. Everyone's like, what? Yeah.
We don't care. If Obama gets elected, we're only going to be here for a little while. And we're all going to die in a fiery flame.
Then
boom.
I won't be able to afford internet anymore. So. Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter.
All our emails now are just going to be that. Like, check out the real economy plan from Obama, man. You don't even know, man.
If we get emails like that, we will take on your emails, man. On the show.
We will.
Yeah. Then we will get too political.
Yeah, and you don't want that. Once we go political, we don't go back.
Yeah, way
actually we do, but...
Way to go, emailers.
So that, again, spoonfilms@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And this is...
And if you want to hear that again, rewind.
Okay, this was episode 2. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yep.
And I'm your host, Derek Ball.
I'm your host, Matt Stevens.
And I'm a special guest, Justin Owen.
Yep, and he probably won't be here next episode. Maybe.
Thank you.
We'll see.
It's a pleasure working with you guys.
Not so much.
Now put this shiny object down.
He has it again.
All right, we gotta go. We gotta go. He just ran away. We gotta go.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. Goodbye, and good night.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.